Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Taking you through this Monday morning after a forgettable weekend for the local football teams here in our state. And to help us talk about a little bit more of the Tennessee Vols, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good friend Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville. Josh, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Doing well.
So, Josh, what were your big takeaways for Tennessee's perspective in their 48-17 loss against Alabama on Saturday?
Well, it could have gone better for Tennessee. I think most are in agreement on that. I thought Tennessee's approach on offense was pretty clear. Run the football, even if it was in a position, if the Vols were in a position where they needed to throw to have a better chance to move the sticks and continue drives. I had a huge issue with Tennessee kicking a field goal on 4th and 2 at Alabama's 15. I know that they were able to get out of there with points, but I don't know what good a field goal does for you when you're going up against Alabama, especially already down 14-0. And defensively, they just had some very obvious issues going up against Alabama's offense, and I'll include that as well. But it just went poorly, and the last few weeks have been really rough for Tennessee football, and that means the next 2 weeks are really important. The Vols have an off week on Saturday and then have Arkansas a week from Saturday, and that is a huge game for Tennessee. And what, 6 weeks ago, I don't think too many people were saying, man, that Arkansas game is going to be a big one for Tennessee, but right now it kind of feels that way.
So anything surprise you, Josh, good or bad, about this game?
Well, I thought in positions where Tennessee could be more aggressive, I thought they would be. I expected Tennessee to try to run the football. A 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, where you really need to pick up a first down, I wouldn't necessarily expected that kind of run rate. Jarrett Garantano, I thought, played okay in what they asked him to do. I thought that we would see multiple quarterbacks throughout the game, but I also thought that Jarrett might struggle at different times and they would use that opportunity to maybe give Brian Maurer a shot. We only saw him at the end, and that didn't really mean anything. But Tennessee defensively has shown signs of concerns, and against Alabama, that was really amplified. So, overall, not too much. I thought my score prediction was 44-17. What was it, 48-17? So, it went close to what I expected. But I thought that Jeremy Pruitt would be a little more aggressive in certain spots, and he was not.
Josh, Jeremy Pruitt, after the game, said that Tennessee is closing the gap between their program and Alabama. And as you can imagine, Tennessee fans on Twitter, a lot of them did not want to hear that after a 31-point loss to Alabama. What was your reaction to his comments after the game, and do you think Tennessee is closing the gap between them and Alabama?
Well, I think it's important that Jeremy Pruitt believes that and that he continues to express that to his players and to recruits, because Tennessee has recruited pretty well. Tennessee's done a good job on the recruiting trail, and this 2021 class is set up to be really good. They have to finish it out. Recruiting some of these guys might be more difficult over the next several weeks. We'll see how that plays out. We'll see how Tennessee continues to play. At some point, though, whatever Jeremy Pruitt says about it, whatever we say about it, is not really going to matter that much, because at some point you have to start showing results that the gap is closing. It's one thing to say it, but if you continue to go out there and lose in the big games and get blown out as often as he has, well, at some point that's going to be proven wrong. So these next 5 games are just so important, because we began the season thinking that Tennessee had made a big jump to where it had established itself as the 3rd-best team in the division. Who knows? By the end of the season, maybe that's where Tennessee still is. But the question was, can Tennessee go out there and compete with the best teams in the SEC? And that has been proven no. And by Jeremy Pruitt's 3rd season, I promise you, he expected that they would be better than they are. So is Tennessee better than it was 2 years ago? Yes, I think so. But it's difficult to not be better after 3 years of recruiting and implementing your own system. It would be alarming to an incredible level if they weren't better than they were in 2018, just because of depth and recruitment and all that stuff. But is Tennessee where fans hope that it would be at this point, or Jeremy Pruitt or Philip Fulmer expected that Tennessee football would be right now? The answer is absolutely not.
Yeah, like, I understand what Jeremy was saying there when he started with, you know, I was on the other sideline. He was talking about 3 years ago, so I know that the gap is closed. And like you said, Josh, yeah, they've gotten better. They have more talent in the program. I just think that was, first of all, not the time to say it, and also maybe not the way to say it, because it's hard to talk about gaps closing when the scoreboard doesn't reflect it, right? But I will say, Josh, for my own interactions, I'm getting a little deja vu from a year ago, although I don't think it's quite as extreme. But it is amazing how quickly things can swing on the Tennessee head football coach. What's your temperature taking right now of the fan base on Pruitt and this coaching staff?
Well, I think I'm sensing a little bit of a divide among fans who are really frustrated and wanting to start to press down on the head coach, as often happens in college football, definitely happens with Tennessee football, and fans who are still very supportive of Jeremy Pruitt, and they don't want to hear or see anything that's negative about him or what is going on with the program or the team, and wanting to, in my opinion, make some excuses. I mean, at this point, blaming what happened on Saturday on Butch Jones is a little bit silly to me. Did Jeremy Pruitt inherit a challenging job? Of course he did. I think everybody agrees with that, right? But at this point, you have to start taking more responsibility. And I will say, at press conferences, Jeremy Pruitt does say, it starts with me, and the blame comes to me. But among the fans, I think you have a divide, honestly, among those fans who have been supportive, because I think most fans were on board with Jeremy Pruitt in the last few weeks. Some have started to come more toward the frustrated, negative side, having doubts about the future, while others are still very much supportive of what he's doing. And that's why these next few weeks are really important, because I think that Jeremy Pruitt can get fans back on his side if the Vols have success in the second half of the season. But those fans who are still clinging on, if Tennessee loses to Arkansas, I would say good luck to them. But, you know, against Texas A&M, Auburn, and Florida, there's a big opportunity to still prove himself, but there's also an opportunity to lose more fans if things continue to go poorly for Tennessee.
Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Josh, a breakout game on Saturday from Jalen Hyatt, and I want to talk about him and the younger receivers for just a second. Do you think there's a good chance, as this season continues to progress here, that we see more of the young guys at receiver, just given the speed element that they bring?
Definitely with Hyatt, how could you not play him more and get him more involved, especially with 2 weeks to get him more practice opportunity, because that is so important that Jeremy Pruitt continues to stress that. He was asked specifically after the game about playing young guys, even if they might not be ready. Well, Jalen Hyatt's ready. He has proven in practice, because he's been out there on the field on Saturday, and he's now proven in games that he can go out there and make plays. I would look for maybe Malachi Wideman to get more of an opportunity. And I do agree with Jeremy Pruitt. If you have young players who are obviously talented, but they've shown nothing in practice to say, let's count on them in big spots in the SEC, that you shouldn't go there. But I think in the next couple of weeks, Tennessee should look at some of those younger players on both sides of the ball. Tyler Barron and Morvin Joseph are two guys who have played some up front. Can they get more of an opportunity? If Jeremy Pruitt's been frustrated with the upperclassmen on the defensive line, well, can Amari Thomas get more of an opportunity? But at wide receiver, to your question there, absolutely with Jalen Hyatt. Malachi Wideman would be the next player I pay attention to. And then Jimmy Callaway and Jimmy Holiday are two other guys that are really well thought of. I would give them every opportunity to get out there in the field, because Tennessee needs more playmaking. Tennessee needs more speed on the field.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely would use Hyatt more. I mean, Hyatt and Palmer, to me, you know, could be a really nice combination if Hyatt can keep coming. But like you said, Josh, Jeremy did talk about that, about this extra time, looking at some of those guys. I thought going into this game we might see Harrison Bailey late, you know, at some point, and that maybe there would be sort of a movement with this extra time to get him ready, but doesn't look like that at all now. It looks like it's Garantano all the way. With maybe, I guess, Maurer stepped up and was able to play a little bit. Do you see any sort of shift there with this extra time, or is it all in on just trying to get the most out of Jarrett and feeling like your best chance of winning here down the stretch is with him at QB?
I would say maybe with Maurer, but the fact that he didn't really factor into the game plan that appeared on Saturday would leave me hesitant to say that, even with him. And it's difficult to get a read on exactly how the reps have been split up in practice, what kind of opportunity Harrison Bailey has really received outside of the Sunday scrimmages that they've held. But that hasn't seemed to be much for him on the field on Saturdays. Right now, it appears that they are still sticking with Jarrett Garantano as the quarterback. And I would be curious to see in 2 weeks if they come out and allow him to do more. There's a clear hesitation with him at quarterback, isn't there, in the passing game? But I also wonder if, let's say they had gone to Brian Maurer at some point on Saturday, would things have really changed within the offense? Would they have unleashed Brian Maurer to go out there and make a bunch of plays? I have a hard time believing that. Maybe he would have freelanced more because of his mobility and ability to escape the pocket and try to make plays, but my guess is that if Brian Maurer had gone into the game on Saturday, they still would have been mostly conservative offensively with what they want to do. So to me, I keep coming back to that question. Whether we're talking about Garantano on the field or Brian Maurer or Harrison Bailey, they just need better production and they need better development with these players. Bailey's a true freshman, so judging him or diving too deep into what he's done as a quarterback, I think, would be unfair to him, especially not really believing that he's gotten too much of an opportunity to this point in practice. But that, to me, comes back to the results. Fans, I know, are ready to see a change at quarterback and are tired of seeing Jared Garantano, but all the other guys are the guys that Jeremy Pruitt has signed, and he has continued to stick with Butch Jones' quarterback, and there's a reason for that. And whether it's Garantano or the other guys, they need better play at quarterback, but they need better play at a lot of the positions on Tennessee's football team.
Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Josh, last thing for you here. Jeremy Pruitt mentioned after the game Saturday that the secondary has really struggled in all five games this year. Are you surprised that they've had as many problems in the secondary as they've had so far?
Yes, I am. And I know that they have not had consistent personnel out there. Starting the season without Sean Schamberger, or Alante Taylor has not been healthy. Bryce Thompson's not been healthy all the way through. But I still expected better play, and I'm sure that Jeremy Pruitt did as well. And there was a COVID effect. Remember the opener? They didn't have Jalen McCullough available too much because he hadn't practiced a lot out there, so they had Benico Slaughter playing. And Keith Lawrence, maybe there's another young player. He came into the game late on Saturday, a Nashville prospect who's really talented and really well thought of and can play a number of different spots. And Jeremy Pruitt talked about him specifically multiple times, having to play safety and corner in practice, and maybe that's hurt him. Maybe the next 2 weeks he's a guy that gets more opportunity in practice. But with Jeremy Pruitt and Derek Ansley and their history coaching defensive backs, yeah, I expected better play in the secondary to this point, and I'll repeat myself here again. I'm sure Jeremy Pruitt did too.
Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. Josh, appreciate you joining us as always, brother. Great stuff.
Hey, you got it. Thanks, guys.
The secondary to me, Joe, if you were to ask me what the biggest strength of the defense was heading into this year, the secondary would have been right up there. I mean, you've got Bryce Thompson back there, Alante Taylor, Sean Schamberger. They got a lot of guys that have played a lot of football back there, and it's just been atrocious so far through five games in the secondary. I'm very surprised by that.
Yeah, I also think this matchup, and even without Jalen Waddle, is a different deal. And not to excuse what they did before, because I agree they haven't been as good. I also think that they could start looking a lot better here in the second half of the schedule. They don't have to face these guys anymore. That's the best offense in college football.
When we come back, where is this Tennessee football program right now through five games this year under Jeremy Pruitt? We'll dive into that next. But first, make sure tuning in to this weekend's NFL Game of the Week on 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue and Gary Fort's Acura. This Sunday's NFL game is NFC West matchup. The San Francisco 49ers taking on Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks. Coverage begins at 3 p.m. with a 3:25 p.m. kickoff, so make sure you're tuning in for that. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.